FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Election in Virginia. Complete coverage Tuesday night on WMAL. A Cumulus station. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by longroofing.com. By tonight, we'll know who Virginia's next governor will be. Democrat Ralph Northam has the edge in the latest tracking polls, but Republican Ed Gillespie remains confident, as he told WMAL.
People are very excited about winning this race, and they know we can, and they believe we're going to, and they know that that will make a difference for the future of the Commonwealth we love, because I've got the policies.
Now, one of those tracking polls that has Northam ahead was done by Christopher Newport University, where Quentin Kidd is a political scientist. He says Gillespie's still in this.
Gillespie needs really strong votes out of Southside Virginia, rural Virginia. That's the part of the state that really supported Trump, really supported Corey Stewart. Gillespie really needs him to support him. And then Gillespie needs to hope that turnout overall is lower.
Now, today is Election Day in Virginia, but many people have already cast their ballots.
Early voting is up this year compared to 4 years ago.
David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project says that's especially true in Northern Virginia. The reason?
Getting around the traffic situation makes it very difficult to move around. And you've seen voter registrars open up remote voting, early voting sites.
If you are voting, polls close at 7 tonight, and of course, we'll have all the results as they come in. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Every Montgomery County Council member seems to agree on raising the county's minimum wage to $15 an hour, but as they get set to take a final vote on it today, the only unresolved question is how fast to raise it.
There is a majority, 5 members, that support raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2020, giving small businesses till 2022. But County Executive Ike Leggetts vowed to veto that bill. He wants to wait another 2 years.
Can we get to a yes that has a broader base of support that we can stand behind?
Montgomery County Council President Roger Berliner says he's working to find a compromise, as is Councilmember Mark Elrich.
Their bill is a 2-year difference than ours. I don't think that's an earth-shattering difference.
He says he's willing to be flexible for the sake of not killing the bill entirely. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
President Trump, on a visit today to South Korea, is calling on all nations to help stop North Korea's nuclear weapons program.
It is unacceptable that nations would help to arm and finance this increasingly dangerous regime. As we work together to resolve this problem using all available tools short of military action, the United States stands prepared to defend itself and its allies using the full range of our unmatched military capabilities if need be.
Mr. Trump spoke during a joint news conference with the South Korean president. We are learning more about the gunman who killed 26 worshipers at a Texas church on Sunday. Investigators have now revealed that Devin Kelly had a history of domestic violence and anger toward his in-laws.
We learned of a charge of animal cruelty when he lived in Colorado Springs area 3 years ago. In August of 2014, a neighbor, a witness called and reported that he was abusing a dog, a husky that he had, that he was beating around the head and neck area and dragging the husky. Now, the shooter denied the charge at the time, but he did receive a summons to appear in court, but he never faced a jail time.
Correspondent Brian Todd. A Dallas man has been arrested at the White House after he reportedly traveled to Washington intending to kill all white police at the executive mansion. The Secret Service was alerted by Montgomery County Police to be on the lookout for Michael Arega. Charges are pending. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,548, the NASDAQ at 67.86. Sports Monday Night Football, the Lions hand Green Bay another loss. NHL, the Caps beat Arizona in overtime. NBA, the Wizards are home tonight to take on Dallas. Baseball, this year's National League Cy Young Award finalists include both Max Scherzer and Steven Strasburg. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You want to hear the truth?
Rush. Crucially important.
Rush Limbaugh.
You couldn't make this up.
Weekdays noon till 3.
And I will explain this
on Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
In a noisy world, Northern Virginia's own NOVEC is listening to its customers who want reliable, affordable electricity, renewable energy options, and ways to save energy and money. NOVEC delivers the most reliable power in the region, and customers are paying less for electricity than they did 8 years ago. NOVEC is listening and responding. That's because this not-for-profit cooperative is owned by the people it serves. NOVEC. Listening. Responding.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We start off a little bit busy here getting into town. First, out of Annapolis and Bowie, 50's off to a great run, but it's inside the Beltway where we're jammed trying to exit onto DC 295 southbound right at that exit ramp for the accident. Cleanup continues. Once onto 295, past East Capitol Street. Looks a bit slow here, just on the approach. Inbound Suitland Parkway starts to build some of the volume as you head toward Alabama Avenue and eventually over to 295, but nothing there reported. Now, it looks like in Northwest, they've confined the accident. It looks like K Street right at 16th. So lanes of 16th reopened. K Street, you're still under police direction for the crash. And for 270, south in Germantown, incident cleared. And then we had one reported southbound near Route 80 Urbana. Update is sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances going up as the rain comes on in. We'll continue to see temperatures stay on the cool side as we'll probably stay in the upper 40s all day. Best chance of rain as we go through the morning and into the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 48 in Alexandria, 43 in Hyattsville, 48 in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. Carter Page reveals new contacts with the Trump campaign and the Russians. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630. WMAL.
Well, happy Election Day. Polls are open in Virginia. So get your tail to them. Greg Klein with Red Maryland joins us at 7:05 this morning. That's also the time when Maryland's polls open, and he'll be talking about the elections that are going on there today. 7:15 this morning, David Martosko with the Daily Mail. He's in Seoul, South Korea today, and he'll join us live from Seoul. 7:35, Ronna Romney McDaniel. She's the head of the RNC. 8:05 this morning, we got Phil Kirpin to break down the latest in that Menendez trial. And then at 8:35... Larry Kudlow from CNBC and WMAL. This man is very involved in tax reform. And he'll break down the latest for us all ahead on Mornings on the Mall. Vince Connays alongside Mary Walter.
And joining us right now is Ron Meyer. Ron is a supervisor on the Loudoun County Board of Supervisors. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Mary. Hey, Vince. How y'all doing?
Good morning.
Doing great. This is an exciting day in Virginia. This governor's race is receiving national attention. What are you looking for as far as turnout? Are we talking high turnout, average turnout, which you would expect for a governor's race? Or are you expecting really big turnout?
Mary, if people turn out while it's still not raining, it could be okay. I mean, usually Virginia, we're used to voting every year. So these off-year elections are getting higher and higher turnout. But obviously, it's an off year. It's 2017, and so it's going to be lower than last year, but it'll probably be higher than some off-year elections in the past. What I will say is that people don't seem to be particularly motivated, especially on the Democrat side where you'd expect it, and that's where a lot of the coverage has been focused. You have people, basically you have Democrat political experts now admitting that there's no energy just because, you know, Ralph Northam, he's about as boring as you could get. I had a friend tell me that Ralph Northam is so boring that if he had a fireside chat, the fire would go out. And so the motivation, I think, on the Democrat side in particular is pretty low. On the Republican side, I think people are feeling a little bit of a second wind because of tax reform. They're saying, hey, maybe they'll finally get something done. And so there's a lot of excitement, I think, around that. And so we'll have to see what happens.
You think tax reform is driving people to vote for Ed Gillespie?
I think that tax reform is getting Republicans to tune back into politics when people were particularly frustrated. I think Ed Gillespie has done a has basically put a lot of his focus on trying to turn out the base, running ads about MS-13, running ads about immigration, when Ed Gillespie hasn't really been focused on those issues throughout his career. I mean, he's one of those people, this is what he did. He put out 20 big policy ideas. And if you read them, they're really well done. He sat down with people who are actually implementing these ideas or been trying to implement these ideas in Virginia and had big policy committees with people in the House of Delegates and the state Senate and local government people like me. And he got us all to help him draft the best policy solutions to Virginia. Now, does he actually think people are going to read all 20? But no, they exist and they're good. But that doesn't necessarily get people super fired up necessarily. You know, well, if it had been me, I probably would have recommended him to run on transportation. But he ran on a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, I mean, obviously people care about the policies. But what's gotten people really fired up has been the last week of jockeying, and especially sort of the unforced errors that have come out of the left. It started with that Latino Victory Fund ad. It was predated by Ralph Northam's decision to attack Ed Gillespie and Donald Trump as white nationalists. There was sort of a series of like very heightened rhetoric that's led to, I think, a counter reaction that many Republicans and conservatives have been, enough, this is not what I want. And all of a sudden, this became a very hot election.
Yeah, I mean, you have to remember, Ed Gillespie is about as soft-spoken and as unifying as you can get. I mean, he was building diversity coalitions before diversity coalitions were a thing in the Republican Party. And so for a lot of people like me who have supported him over the years, you know, when you're called a part of a hate group, and you know, as I've been particularly excited about Donald Trump, I'm excited about some of the policies he's putting forward for sure. But a lot of us are really excited about Ed Gillespie. So we're called a bunch of haters when we're associated with people like Charlottesville. It is frustrating, and this Latino Victory Fund ad particularly was frustrating to me because it had a Loudoun County sticker in the window, right? And it looked like somebody was driving through Sterling, Virginia. And if you remember last year, Nabra Hassan was murdered brutally, likely by, we know the guy was associated with a gang, but it was probably MS-13. And so the fact that somebody from MS-13 actually murdered a Muslim girl in Muslim garb, and it wasn't some Ed Gillespie supporter, it wasn't some white voter. I mean, that really is, I think, the what this race has become about, because not only you have that murder, you also have other murders throughout Northern Virginia from MS-13. And the Northam campaign simply didn't take them seriously. Instead, you have their campaign and their allies saying that basically that white voters are the problem and that we're all a bunch of hateful people. And when really it's quite the opposite. I mean, I think that the folks, especially here in Loudoun County, we embrace our diversity. We love the fact that people from have come here from all over the world and are creating so much success here in Northern Virginia. And Ed Gillespie is the same way, and that's how he's run his campaign. I think these ads have been absolutely I think you're probably right. They might be the biggest force of turning Republicans out last minute.
Let's talk about the lieutenant governor race, where you've got Jill Vogel running against Justin Fairfax. Justin Fairfax being left off a lot of those flyers. Do you think that's going to affect his chances of winning?
Well, it's just, you have to remember, it's a pretty small batch, but the fact is that it happened. And so it left them with a catch-22. So these unions didn't endorse Justin Fairfax, and they asked for literature, and Northam printed it for him without Justin Fairfax. And so either by printing that literature, Ralph Northam has to make one of two things. Either Justin Fairfax is too radical to be associated with him, or second, he has to admit that he doesn't want the first African-American candidate on his for lieutenant governor on the Democrat side on his literature.
Third, Ron, he can admit that union pressure is the reason he left Justin Fairfax off that flyer.
Or he could do that. But what he's done is, you know what he did, though, Vince? I mean, I think you're right. The third answer is probably the reasonable answer. But what he did when he was asked that question on MSNBC is he said, you have to ask Justin Fairfax. And that's just not a great answer for a campaign to put out. And so, you know, the problem is that Justin Fairfax is kind of the voice of the Democrat base in Virginia. I mean, he's with Bernie. He's sort of the voice of the new Democrat. And so for Northam to basically to say that we don't really particularly want to defend him is actually, I think, pretty damaging for not just this campaign, but for the future of campaigns, because it really demotivated a lot of the folks for the base to show up for the top of the ticket.
What local, is there any local race, real quickly in 30 seconds, that we should be paying attention to that's not the top of the ticket races here?
Yeah, the big ones, Tad Grayson in the 32nd District where I am, Suba Cola versus incumbent John Bell in the 87th, Jim LaMunyon, These guys, it's all going to be very, very close for the Republicans up here. There's about five races in Northern Virginia that are going to be hair tight, but especially those three that I mentioned. Those will be the ones that we'll be staying up late to watch.
All right. A lot of us will be. Thank you very much. Really appreciate you stopping by, Ron Meyer, Loudoun County Board of Supervisors. Appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
6:15 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And a couple of our busy areas have been getting into town and in Northwest. K Street at 16th Street still with the crash. 16th Street, your travel lanes are open now. Heading on to 50 as you head inside the Beltway. It's very slow for Maryland here. As you head just inside the Beltway, hit the brake lights. And then that's off and on to the exit for 295 on that exit ramp. Crews are still dealing with the crash there, but you can get by very slowly. On the Beltway top side, a little bit of volume here starts to form as you head out of College Park and in and around towards Silver Spring. 270 south at 118, that's where you had the earlier accident. A deer was struck. Fine travel lanes now open, but slow. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, rain developing this morning, occasional rain in the afternoon, a high of 47 degrees. Tonight, rain showers in the evening will become more intermittent overnight with a low of 43. And then tomorrow, we'll have cloudy skies with a high of 51. Currently in the nation's capital, 48, 616 on WMAL.
Get your home ready for the holidays. Get your carpet and rugs a deep-down professional clean from someone you can trust. Call Joe Hadid right now and get 20% off any in-plant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
Okay, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the media coverage that's going on right now, specifically as it relates to this Asia trip. The president of the United States overseas, and CNN got popped with two of these yesterday. kind of wild. You remember that there was the video of the president of the United States with Shinzo Abe, and they were feeding koi in a koi pond, and the president, in the pictures that we've seen, had this box of, it looked like corn pops. It's like this koi food. It's like very, you know, balls of fish food. And he has a wooden spoon in his hand. In the close-up of him, it's close-cropped. He's just tossing it into the water with the spoon, and then he gives up, and then he takes his hand and then just goes full upside down, just dumps the whole box into the water. Like, okay, now I'm done with this. Well, the first videos we were seeing that from CNN yesterday of this was just of Trump doing that, and it looked like he was violating all of the delicate sensibilities of Asian protocol or whatever. Like, he was just dumping the fish food in the water. It turns out moments before, the footage you didn't see is Shinzo Abe taking his box and dumping it in the water. He doesn't have the same form, by the way, I'll just say, as Donald Trump. No one can. Trump goes, you know, gives it the full upside down, you know, like he's pouring, like he just took the top off of a pepper shaker and just poured all of the pepper on his food. Shinzo Abe takes his box and he chucks it forward. He like kind of gives it the old heave-ho, like a chest pass, and all of the food flies into the water. So moments before, but what CNN had done is they had close-cropped. They had literally panned and zoomed right into Trump and only shown him and made him look like an oaf. Like he was just an American who was just steamrolling over everything. But nay. By the way, if he had done that, I would have thought it was awesome anyway. But that's not what he did. Shinzo Abe went first. So CNN gets caught in that blunder yesterday, which, what's the point? Like, why even go through the exercise of doing that?
Well, I love that Breitbart is now trolling CNN by saying this video is a banana. And in the Apple video, which is the unedited one, because remember they put that ad out, this is an apple.
That's right.
Right. So the edited one, they're calling a banana now. And the unedited one is the apple. Like, totally mocking CNN. CNN puts out another banana.
CNN, another banana popping out. I'm going to mention another story that they had yesterday, which was, again, wild. They had a story that included this headline: Trump asks Japan to build cars in the U.S. It already does. This is one of those, you know, you ever notice like CNN has been using its lower third, you know, the portion of the screen where they write the text on the news to fact check the president of the United States. They always put like a parenthetical: he's wrong, or it does, or he didn't know that, or whatever. Like, it's all this fact check nonsense.
It's snarky comment,
yeah,
basically.
It's like now the Chiron writer is like getting involved in kicking the press. So on their website, they had this story: Trump asked Japan to build cars in the U.S. It already does. And then the story's opening lines read the following. President Trump wants Japan Inc. to try building vehicles in the U.S. And the report added also this. Japanese automakers already have huge factories in the U.S. that churn out millions of cars each year. So it was like a very like snarky, like, the president's too stupid to know that Japanese automakers make vehicles in the U.S. There's only one problem. The president said all of that. But they selectively edited out his quotes to make it so that he didn't say those things. So they just only used a portion of what he actually said. Here's Donald Trump yesterday, the president of the United States, in Tokyo, talking about Japanese vehicles made in the U.S.
I also want to recognize the business leaders in the room whose confidence in the United States, they've been creating jobs. You have such confidence in the United States, and you've been creating jobs for our country for a long, long time. Several Japanese automobile industry firms have been really doing a job, and we love it when you build cars. If you're a Japanese firm, we love it. Try building your cars in the United States instead of shipping them over. Is that possible to ask? That's not rude. Is that rude? I don't think so. If you could build them, but...
All right, so did I miss something there? Did I miss something at all? I feel like I've got that right. They build it in the United States, and he wants them to keep doing that. He wants more in the United States.
Yeah, he actually also said, if you're a Japanese firm, we love it. Try building your cars. Is that rude? I don't think so, right? We heard it in there. And he also went on to say, I must say, Toyota and Mazda, are you here? Anybody here? Toyota, Mazda? I thought so. Thought it was you. That's big stuff. Congratulations. They're going to invest $1.6 billion in building a new manufacturing plant, which will create as many as 4,000 new jobs in the United States. All of that left out of CNN.
Yeah. I think Japan should ship CNN an editor or something. 622 on WML.
I'm an architect.
I'm a doctor.
Music producer.
I'm an accountant.
We're business owners.
When I found out that I could download big files.
Really big files.
Huge files.
CAD files.
X-rays.
Cloud files.
Audio files.
Zip files.
In seconds.
Not minutes.
In seconds.
And that all my employees.
With all their devices.
Would have more than enough bandwidth.
I said, wow.
Wow.
Boom.
Sign me up. That's a dream come true.
Introducing Gig Speed from Comcast Business. With download speeds up to 20 times faster than what most people have. Tons of bandwidth for everything your business does every day. And an affordable price. It's a small business owner's dream.
Now, I'm dreaming gig.
Really, really gig.
Comcast is building the largest gig speed network in the country. Now more small businesses in more places can dream gig. Comcast Business. Built for business. Visit dreamgig.com to learn more. Restrictions apply. May not be available in all areas. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
For years, the Cascade Center for Dental Health has been the place to go for comfortable, friendly, no fear, no lectures dental treatment. Here, our patients are family, and word of mouth, no pun intended, has been our best advertising. Once you walk in the door at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace, you'll discover the Cascade Center for Dental Health difference. Here, you're treated like family. We know your time is important, so we make restoring your smile easy. One office, one doctor, one day. And with sedation dentistry, it's completely comfortable, pleasant. You can even sleep your way to a perfect smile. As our longtime patients would tell you, there's only one Cascade Center for Dental Health. Except no substitutes. Ask for me, Dr. Aprilia, or Dr. Haggard. Personally,
Dr. Ruparelia and Cascade Center for Dental Health make dentistry something to smile about. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. Have you ever heard the term roofing slump? Google it. It refers to the time period following the first snowfall until the spring melt, when roofing contractors tend to get very slow. For most people, roofing is a fall or spring thing. Once the first snowflake hits the ground, people tend to stop thinking about their roof. While the roofing slump is bad for us, it's great for you because it means it's Slump Buster season right now. Slump Buster is the fall season prior to the first snowfall where New Look Home Design has one of its biggest sales of the year. Now through the first snowfall, New Look Home Design is giving customers 50% off all roofing materials. Buy 1 square foot of roofing shingles, get 1 square foot free. It's the roofs we install now that help carry us through the slow winter months. Call 800-279-5300 Again, that's 800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Take advantage of huge pre-winter slump buster savings.
625, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland 270, just as you come southbound approaching Route 8, Urbana. That's where you start to see some slowdowns, but a little bit unusual for this early. The delays are basically from Urbana into Germantown. That's where we had an accident involved a deer. On 66, the ride in looking just like the volume here through Manassas toward Centerville, but building. On 28, northbound, we had the delays coming out of Manassas Park. However, crash reported before you get to Yorkshire Lane now, northbound on 28. So do watch. We had fire and rescue responding. In the district, the 1600 block of K Street, still with the crash. Westbound side of K Street is blocked. You can use the service roadway there. 16th Street is open. A traffic update is sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances going up as the rain comes on in. We'll continue to see temperatures stay on the cool side as we'll probably stay in the upper 40s all day. Best chance of rain as we go through the morning and into the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stitching, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 48 degrees, 626 on WMAL. I want to share with you some news about Harvey Weinstein. A new report out overnight from Ronan Farrow, who's just been writing bang-up pieces in The New Yorker about all of the secrets and lies and everything going on with Harvey Weinstein. The latest, Harvey Weinstein's army of spies. Ooh, that's tantalizing. In it, it says that the film executive hired private investigators, including ex-Mossad agents, to track actresses and journalists that he suspected were setting about to destroy his public reputation.
That's insanity.
These spies, basically, what they did was he hired through his lawyer, and this is an interesting component to all of this, he uses his lawyer who hires this intel group whose job it basically is to create shell companies and organizations. They create like fake websites, a fake company, and then they start contacting journalists and the women accusers and then asking them, what are you going to say? Like, pretending to be women's rights advocates, all sorts of things, to basically peel information out of them and then file reports directly back to Harvey Weinstein so he can find out and then find anything he can use to destroy their reputations in public.
It's just sick. It is just sick. And what does that say about the lawyers who act as the intermediary for all this?
By the way, the use of a lawyer, Ronan Farrow points out, meant to protect attorney-client privilege. They can keep it more secret that way. It's kind of suggestive about what Hillary Clinton may have been doing with Mark Elias and that Trump doctrine, that Trump dossier. Amazing stuff.
I need to be more deceptive. It's 628 on WMAL.
TheWindowMan.com thanks the brave veterans who have fought to protect our freedoms and this great nation. Happy Veterans Day, and thank you for your service. In honor of our veterans, for every estimate scheduled between now and Veterans Day, TheWindowMan.com will donate $50 to a local veterans charity. TheWindowMan.com features Marvin's replacement window, The Infinity. Fully constructed of 100% fiberglass, 8 times stronger than vinyl, and will never rot, warp, bend, or bow. And through Veterans Day, lock in savings up to $600 on Marvin's Infinity replacement window just by scheduling your free consultation. Or choose no money down, no interest, and no payment until May 2018. Save huge on energy now and pay nothing until next spring. Schedule your free estimate and save up to $600 on windows by calling 703-978-9888, visiting our hands-on showroom in Fairfax, or online at thewindowman.com. See us for financing and saving details.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net. tomorrow.
Why are you interested in working at our company?
Imagine trying to land your dream job.
I hope I got the job.
And having the whole thing televised.
I'm so nervous right now.
Real people.
The first impression is everything.
Real jobs.
What do you think makes you a good fit?
Real interviews.
I'm always the person that strategizes.
You did a great job.
Somebody's about to get hired.
I really want this job so bad.
It's going to be a tough decision.
The Job Interview. Series premiere tomorrow, 10 Eastern and Pacific. CNBC. Get yours.
All right, Donna Brazile not slowing down, coming at a terrible time for a Democratic Party that's hoping to win some elections today. We'll tell you the latest. 6:30 WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Election in Virginia. Complete coverage Tuesday night on WMAL.
A Cumulus station.
News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by LeafGuard. It all comes down to this. It's election day in Virginia as the state chooses its next governor. Political scientist Quentin Kidd at Christopher Newport University says both the Gillespie and Northam campaigns have a lot of work to do today.
They've got to make sure their voters turn out. I mean, there's going to be what both of these campaigns are going to be doing is it. Is at 10 o'clock and at 2 o'clock and at 5 o'clock, they're going to be gauging what turnout is like in some core precincts that they're watching.
A buoyant Ed Gillespie is predicting a GOP sweep today.
I'm going to win the governorship, and Jill Vogel is going to become the lieutenant governor. John Adams is going to be the attorney general. And I see the momentum and the energy and the enthusiasm everywhere I go, and I go everywhere.
Gillespie spoke on WMAL's Larry O'Connor Show. Stay with WMAL tonight for complete election night coverage. President Trump is expressing hope that tension on the Korean Peninsula will ease as he meets with military leaders in South Korea.
We'll be meeting with the various generals, General Brooks, and the various generals about the situation in North Korea. And I think we'll have lots of good answers for you over a period of time, and ultimately it'll all work out. Because it always works out, has to work out.
The president spoke to reporters in Seoul today on the second leg of his Asian tour. More details continue to come out about the Texas church shooting suspect and his weapons.
We're also learning a lot more about the arsenal that he had in addition to the three weapons, one of which was a semi-automatic rifle. We also know that he had some 15 different magazines that contained 30 different rounds. Do the math, that's 450 rounds. The authorities told the press that all of those magazines were empty.
Correspondent Alex Marquardt, checking your money. The Dow opened today at 23,548. The NASDAQ at 67,86. Sports sponsored by LifeLock. The Caps get an overtime win over Arizona. Monday Night Football, the Lions beat the Packers. NBA, the Wizards host Dallas tonight. And Max Scherzer and Steven Strasburg are both finalists for the National League Cy Young Award. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
A recent data breach may have compromised the identities of millions of people. Freezing your credit may not be enough. Identity theft goes beyond credit fraud, like selling your info on the dark web. Help protect your identity. Go to LifeLock.com and use promo code RISK to save 10%.
Autumn's in full swing and the leaves are everywhere. Have you cleaned out your gutters yet? It's a messy, dangerous job that's easy to put off, right? Hey, it's Chris Plant here for the LeafGuard gutter system, the only one-piece covered gutter system on the market today. It's perfectly engineered to let water in and keep leaves and debris out, and best of all, LeafGuard comes with a lifetime no-clog warranty. If they ever do clog, LeafGuard will unclog them for free. I've seen firsthand how LeafGuard works, and it's an amazing product. When you put it on your home, you'll never, ever have to climb a ladder to clean your gutters again. Right now, get a $99 installation and a 40-inch smart TV with your whole home gutter purchase. Set up your in-home estimate today, and they'll also throw in a $25 gas card with your free estimate. No purchase necessary. Call 703-291-3114. That's 703-291-3114. Or visit them online at BeldonDC.com. That's BeldonDC.com.
Republicans in Congress just released a new plan for tax reform. What's in it for you? Deductions for families? Doubled, so your first $24,000 of income is tax-free. Child tax credits? Increased. Tax returns? Simplified. Loopholes? Closed, so everybody pays their fair share. Small business taxes? Cut. Investment for new job creation? Boosted. And most important, America's middle class gets real tax cuts. Read the plan for yourself at passtaxreform.org. It's a simpler, fairer tax code with independent independent analysis showing more than $1,200 in tax cuts for a typical middle-class family. That means more money in your pocket. It's time to modernize our tax code, make American businesses more competitive, and help bring jobs back from overseas. So thank Congresswoman Barbara Comstock. She's fighting for the middle-class tax cuts working Americans need. Paid for by American Action Network.
So I purchased the timeshare back in 1997 because I was looking for something to do with my kids. By 2012, I had a third child, but my older two had graduated from high school. We weren't taking trips together as a family any longer. Then I did see some advertising for Timeshare Exit Team, and I was extremely impressed with how professional they were and how straight and to the point they were in getting me out of my timeshare.
Time changes everything. If your timeshare no longer fits your life, go to timeshareexitteam.com.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
635 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66. The crash after Business 234 for our eastbound travelers. Heavy through Manassas. Manassas Park, northbound 28 for the accident activity. Before you get to Yorkshire Lane, if you're familiar with that area, it's right near Spruce Street, Oak Street area. So do watch for police direction. Again, that's northbound side of 28. You had a little bit of a break, and then north of Yorkshire Lane, you hit that heavy volume just through the signal lights as you push up toward Braddock Road. Now, getting into town, looks like one of our latest problems has an inbound Suitland Parkway. Very slow. I've been talking about these delays toward Alabama Avenue. Crews say a deer was struck. So we've had a couple incidents this morning involving the deer. Hard to avoid that if they jump right in front of you. On Route 5, northbound in Camp Springs, right before you get to the Beltway, have an incident. And then on 50, inside the Beltway, slows to the exit for DC 295. You might see the remnants of the earlier crash there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain coming in from the west. That rain will pick up as we head through this morning from west to east. An occasional rain this afternoon. Steady at times. Only in the upper 40s. Overnight tonight, rain showers early. Then a chance of showers late, down to 43. Cloudy tomorrow, but dry, 51. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 46 in Gainesville, 41 in Germantown, 48 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning. I'm Mary Walter. I'm here with Vince Colonnaise. You know who else is going to be here with us in about half an hour at 7:05? Greg Klein from Red Maryland will be with us. Maryland is also having elections today. He'll tell us what's on the ballot. At 7:15, David Martosko from the Daily Mail, and he's in Seoul, South Korea. We'll discuss the president's trip to Asia. 7:35, Ronna Romney McDaniel, the RNC chairwoman. At 8:05, it's Phil Kirpin. And at 8:35, Larry Kudlow. Good morning, Vince.
Hold on. Oh, Donna. Donna Brazile causing so much trouble this past week for the Democratic Party. She was the head of the DNC, and all she wants to do is tell her story. Her new book's out, and she's talking about how she was concerned. You know, she was being asked by the Bernie Sanders people, what's going on? Was the primary tilted in Hillary's favor? So she did an investigation. She ran around the DNC. She started asking questions, and she did not like the answers she was getting. And she discovered that, yes, there was a cancer inside of the DNC, she said. And her view was that things were unfair and that Hillary Clinton had control of everything. She had structured the DNC early in the campaign to her advantage. She controlled the finances. She controlled the communications. She controlled the fundraising efforts. She was taking money that was going to the states and directing it straight into her campaign. There was a giant money laundering scheme going on. All of that now being reported in Donna Brazile's new book, and that's created a lot of headaches for Democrats who are hoping to win some elections today and not wanting these types of wounds to be litigated in public. You should hear from some of these Democrats. Governor Terry McAuliffe, not happy. Listen to his conversation this week with MSNBC's Katie Turr.
it's completely rigged. There are others saying that it's not rigged at all. This is completely just the way politics works, and people are making too big of a deal over it. The fact of the matter is that it's in the news. It's casting a negative spotlight on the Democratic Party. I mean, you have to have some concern about how that's going to play out in Virginia, correct?
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares? Let's listen to Donna Brazile one more time.
Nobody cares.
This week.
Nobody cares about what Donna Brazile has said in a book.
Governor, one second.
Nobody.
Nobody cares.
We don't have to talk about it. Nobody cares.
La, 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 la. I can't hear you. Terry McAuliffe sticking his head fully in the sand. He's like, no, nobody cares. Let's not talk about this. No, Katie. No. Not on MSNBC. Not on MSNBC. Don't do this to me. Don't do this. How
this
dare you?
This is supposed to be friendly.
You traitor. So Terry McAuliffe, furious about this, not even wanting to engage the conversation. You remember earlier this week, Nancy Pelosi saying that she was like, we don't want to relitigate all of that. We don't want to relitigate the election. I'm sorry, what? You don't want to relitigate? I'm sorry, can you say that again? Because I'm pretty sure the very thing we've been doing since Election Day has been relitigating the freaking 2016 election every single day.
That's true.
But whatever. Meanwhile, Robbie Mook, who was the campaign manager for the ye olde Hillary Clinton campaign, was on CNN this week talking about Donna Brazile and saying it's not her fault, it's just her publisher making her do this.
Donna was under a lot of pressure from her publisher to put this book out right on this election week when we have critical elections happening around the country. I wish she just put her foot down and said no. Said I'm not going to release it around these elections.
So, but let me just be clear, Robbie,
we should
about
be focused
what you're saying
on turning
there.
Voters out right
I
now.
I mean, so you're saying?
Oh man, that's a good one. Donna Brazile's a dupe. She's just too stupid, and she couldn't stop her publisher from forcing her to get the book out. So it's now it's sympathy for Donna Brazile. So Robbie's taking the tack that, oh, no, she's not an idiot. She's not getting in the way. She is an idiot. That's really the point he's making. You know, look, it's an election week. Her publisher pressured her. She should have fought back. She didn't. She rolled over. She's spineless.
Did you ever notice that anytime anyone disagrees with someone on the left, they're automatically just stupid? It's that liberal elitism, and now it's turning on Donna Brazile. This is, you know, we heard, remember, gosh, probably about a year and a half ago, it was all about the Republican Party breaking up. The Republican Party, there's a divide in the Republican Party. We're not going to see a unified Republican Party. This bodes awful for them at the elections, and this is why Hillary Clinton's going to win. Now we're seeing there's really a divide in the Democrat Party. There have the Bernie wing of the party,
yes.
Which Donna Brazile, putting this book out there, as you said yesterday, Vince, really signifies her breaking away from the Clinton part of the party and the traditional elitists, you know, the swamp part of
well,
the
party. Well,
this
is the Clinton mafia right here. I mean, this is Terry McAuliffe. This is Robbie Moog. This is the Clinton orbit. Going through convulsions over Donna Brazile doing this. And at the outset, what is Donna Brazile doing? She's selling books, but she wants a future with this party too. And where does she see the future? Is it with the Clintons? Nay, I say, it's not with the Clintons. That didn't turn out too well. So Donna Brazile rejecting the Clintons. Here's more from Robbie Mook.
Me and a number of my colleagues who've, you know, heard about some of it, seen it. None of us physically have this book. We certainly don't recognize the campaign she describes. We also don't recall some of the events she said that happened.
We don't recognize the campaign she describes. We also don't have copies of the book, he just
right.
said.
Well, they have to read it first to find out what's in it. They have to pass it to find out what's in it. So it had to be published first before they could find out what
Look,
was in it.
They say you shouldn't judge a book by its cover, but we feel safe doing that. We feel completely safe just judging it by its cover. They literally haven't read the book. By the way, that was the same argument Donna Brazile made when she was talking about the emails and the fact that she leaked debate questions to Hillary Clinton. She's like, well, I haven't read them. 644 on WMAL.
Driver's licenses for illegal immigrants, billions in new spending, and permitting felons to vote and run for office? That's what my liberal opponent wants, and it would be horrible for Virginia. Hi, I'm Delegate Scott Lingenfelder, representing Prince William and Falk here in the Virginia General Assembly. Your vote this Tuesday, November 7th, is critical in maintaining the rule of law and fiscal conservatism in Richmond. Please vote to keep us on a conservative path, not a liberal one that we just can't afford. Authorized and paid for by Friends of Scott Langenfelder.
Everyone deserves to feel good inside, and the experts at AirServe of Northern Virginia know how to make you feel good inside your home with indoor comfort systems that are inside your budget. Get up to a $1,600 rebate, up to 72 months interest-free financing on a qualifying new Lennox system that'll keep your comfort up and your utility bills down. Call AirServe of Northern Virginia at 571-292-3081. That's 571-292-3081.
TheWindowMan.com thanks the brave veterans who have fought to protect our freedoms and this great nation. Happy Veterans Day, and thank you for your service. In honor of our veterans, for every estimate scheduled between now and Veterans Day, TheWindowMan.com will donate $50 to a local veterans charity. TheWindowMan.com features Marvin's replacement window, The Infinity. Fully constructed of 100% fiberglass, 8 times stronger than vinyl, and will never rot, warp, bend, or bow. And through Veterans Day, lock in savings up to $600 on Marvin's Infinity replacement window just by scheduling your free consultation. Or choose no money down, no interest, and no payment until May 2018. Save huge on energy now and pay nothing until next spring. Schedule your free estimate and save up to $600 on windows by calling 703-978-9888, visiting our hands-on showroom in Fairfax, or online at thewindowman.com. Yes, for financing and saving details.
6:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Northwest. I was just about to tell you still about the accident activity, K Street 16th, but the last of the police cars just moved along. They have everything cleared now, so you can use each direction of K Street at 16th. All right, good news. So you're moving along there. Trying to get into town on 50. That's been a struggle. Delays just inside the Beltway. It's pretty intense here to get to the exit for 295. That's where we had two accidents they were trying to clear. Inbound on the Suitland Parkway. Still tracking those delays. Coming inbound toward Alabama Avenue. Reports that the crash involved a deer that was struck. To the Wilson Bridge before St. Barnabas Road. Heavy on the brakes. Northbound 5 into Camp Springs with the heavy volume. Now let's go over Virginia 66 still on the shoulders. This crash in Manassas, and that is really bunching us up. We're just checking it out. Eastbound 66 after business 234, and on 28 commuters coming through Manassas Park. The crash before you get to Yorkshire Lane. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Little damp on this Tuesday. Rain starting to come in from the west. Rain will come in west to east as we go through this morning into the afternoon. Temperatures only in the upper 40s, not budging too much. As we head on through tonight, more showers around down to about 43, and a little better tomorrow. Mostly cloudy, 51. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 47 degrees, 647 on WMAL.
Hear the Virginia Grand Military Band this Saturday night at 7:30 at the Schlesinger Concert Hall. Free parking, tickets sold at the door. Saturday night in Alexandria, the Virginia Grand Military Band.
Okay, I got some James Comey news for you. For real. Let's start with his social media happenings, what James Comey is up to on Twitter. So, finally, James Comey changing his Twitter handle. I know that's important to you, to Comey. For a while, though, the amazing thing and the reason why his Twitter was a subject of fascination was because that he secretly maintained it. And it was a reporter who had dug into it. I believe a reporter with like Deadspin or one of the formerly connected to Gawker websites had come up with an amazing thing, which is that they were able to deconstruct whose Twitter, that James Comey had a secret Twitter account and he was using it to follow people, but he wasn't tweeting from it. And it was and he used the cover Reinhold Niebuhr, and I'm hoping I got the pronunciation there, but Reinhold Niebuhr is an American theologian, and Comey had been using his name as cover on his secret Twitter account to sort of be on Twitter, and he followed various accounts over the years. And by the way, Reinhold, he was also the author of the Serenity Prayer, which many of us know. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. So I know a lot of people who rely on that prayer when things get tough. So he's now officially come out on Twitter. He's Comey. So if you're interested in following what he's up to, as much of the country is, to establish, you know, all sorts of things, do it. He, by the way, he uses phrases like Lordy. on his Twitter account, which is in character. That. So that's how you know it's really him. He says, Lordy. Also, real quickly here, we now have news that James Comey planned to call Hillary grossly negligent. An early draft of his statement included him faulting her for being extremely careless and grossly negligent. Sorry, he was grossly negligent, which he eventually changed to extremely careless when he actually made the statement. But gross negligence? Actually illegal.
I wonder why
it's weird
he changed
how the phrasing
it.
Changed.
Interesting.
650 on WMIL.
In 10 years in office, Ralph Northam has never voted for a tax cut. And during Northam's time as lieutenant governor, Virginia fell into the bottom 10 states for economic growth. Virginia deserves better. That's why the Northern Virginia Chamber of Commerce and NFIB, Virginia's largest small business organization, is endorsing Ed Gillespie. Northern Virginia's job creators know Gillespie will put our economy back on top. Ed Gillespie, endorsed by the Northern Virginia Chamber of Commerce and NFIB.
Virginia's top personal income tax rate kicks in at $17,000 a year. Ralph Northam thinks that makes you rich. Maybe that's why he's never voted for a tax cut. My plan cuts taxes for all Virginians, increasing take-home pay for the average family by nearly $1,300 and creating 53,000 good-paying jobs. With a stronger economy, we can invest more in our schools and increase teacher pay.
I'm Ed Gillespie, candidate for governor, and I paid for and authorized this ad.
Are you single, looking to meet someone, but just too busy?
Don't worry about it.
Miracles happen every day. Say, I once heard about a man who met the love of his life while he was flying on an airplane. Why, that could be you too. There you are, on your way to Dubuque for business, when you're suddenly upgraded to first class and seated next to an attractive brunette who smells faintly of vanilla. She's reading the same Swedish crime novel you are, so you strike up a conversation. As it turns out, you both have exactly the same playlist on your MP3 device. By the end of the flight, you're engaged. Oh, yes, and later that day, you also happen to win the lottery. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. It's Just Lunch doesn't rely on chance. They use a proven personal approach to get you out on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. And that could actually change your life for real. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date.
Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
When hiring a company to replace the roof on your home, isn't it important that you, your family, and your home are treated with honor and respect? Hi, Adam Kincaid here, owner of Valor Roofing, and our company is built on these exact core principles: honor, respect, and trust. My father, a Vietnam War veteran, started and built our company upon these principles. Because of this, Valor has become one of the most trusted and hired roofers in the region. Help me keep my crews busy before winter arrives, and I'll help you save big on your new roof. Right now with Valor's Veterans Day sale, through the end of November, when you buy shingles for the front side of your roof, I'll give you the shingles on the back side completely free. All you pay for is the labor. Plus, you'll get a free upgrade to high-definition architectural shingles. And as always, a portion of all profits go towards our Raise a Roof for a Vet campaign. Help us replace a roof each quarter for a veteran in need. Meet our most recent Raise a Roof recipient, retired Major Randall Short of the United States Army. And hear his story at ValorExteriors.com. Call for your free estimate today, 703-721-4931, or visit ValorExteriors.com.
653, let's check in on how your money's doing with Jessica Enninger at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning.
It's Vince. Good morning. On this off-year election day, futures have just turned mixed, essentially flat. The Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P 500 are each coming off record highs, though. Markets in Europe are mostly higher. They're all higher in Asia, where Japan's Nikkei has hit a 26-year high. Crude oil is at its highest in nearly 2.5 years. You know that means you'll be paying more at the pump soon. President Trump's in North Korea's shadow at this hour, meeting with the president of South Korea. Snapchat drove teenagers nuts with a worldwide outage for at least 4 hours yesterday before a fix. Users flipped over to rival Twitter to complain. Parent Snap will report quarterly earnings today. And pizza at Starbucks. Sort of. Starbucks has partnered with Italian baker Rocco Princi. This is the first Starbucks-owned Princi bakery that's open in Seattle today. It serves pizza sandwiches and reserve blend coffees. You may see Starbucks open 1,000 of these around the U.S. down the road. I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News, on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
tomorrow.
Why are you interested in working at our company?
Imagine trying to land your dream job.
I hope I got the job.
And having the whole thing televised.
I'm so nervous right now.
Real people.
The first impression is everything.
Real jobs.
What do you think makes you a good fit?
Real interviews.
I'm always the person that strategizes.
You did a great job.
Somebody's about to get hired.
I really want this job so bad.
It's going to be a tough decision.
The Job Interview. Series premiere tomorrow. 10 Eastern and Pacific. CNBC. Get yours.
War, poverty, and disaster have left millions of children around the world orphaned, abandoned, alone. When their parents can't be there, SOS Children's Villages is there. SOS Children's Villages is the world's largest nonprofit for orphan and abandoned children in 134 countries, including the U.S. They provide vulnerable children with a loving and stable family, medical care, and an education. Children in crisis are counting on you. To make a difference in the life of a child, go to sos-usa.org.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, getting into town through Chevrolet. That's where we've had some major delays, and that continues just inside the Beltway, off and on down to the exit to get onto Kenilworth Avenue, and that was on the exit ramp for the crash on out of Riverdale, the BW Parkway. That starts to slow to get you to both exits, whether you're going to 295 or inbound 50 New York Avenue. Suitland Parkway. It started off a little bit heavier than normal, had the crash. Crews tell me now all lanes just reopened moments ago, inbound Suitland Parkway near Alabama Avenue. That's going to be before you get up to 295. Wilson Bridge backups as you approach St. Barnabas Road. Out of Clinton and up to the Camp Springs, northbound on 5 prior to the Beltways where we had the incident. 66, we're still checking out the crash on the shoulder, but we're slow. Heavy delays through Manassas to get past Business 234, the scene of the incident. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances going up as the rain comes on in. We'll continue to see temperatures stay on the cool side as we'll probably stay in the upper 40s all day. Best chance of rain as we go through the morning and into the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 47 degrees, 6:56 on WMAL.
Are you fed up with fixing the same dental problems over and over? Solve them once and for all with Hybridge Dental Implants. Attend a free seminar at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry Monday, November 13th to learn more. Visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Beep, 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 yeah!
Oh, lots and lots of people sitting in traffic right now. But you can be pleased to know that Washington, D.C. is number one. Washington, D.C. has the longest commute in the country at 60.4 minutes.
Whoa.
60.4 minutes.
1 hour.
Yeah, thank you for doing the math there, Mike McKay. I appreciate that.
Mike just converted
looks at me
it
and
for
goes,
us.
1 hour. Yes, 1 hour and 4 seconds. But here's the good news, that the D.C. drivers are only the eighth most stressed in the country. So
wow.
It's not the most stressful commute. L.A. has the most stressful commute. Southern California endures the most stressful commute. They studied 27 markets in the country. It was done by an employment agency because they're studying how your commute affects your performance
at
work.
How do you account for that? How do you account for the D.C. longer commute, but way less stressful than a shorter commute in L.A.?
Well, I'm so glad you happened to ask that question.
Would you
Vince.
Account for it for me?
I will. Because of D.C.'s massive transit network. That's what they call the extensive mass transit network that we have in the Washington, D.C. area. I know a lot of people, though, who take mass transit in this area and are phenomenally stressed out by the entire experience. But they say that areas that have more mass transit have less stressful commutes. San Francisco ranked number 2. They're right behind D.C. at 59.2 minutes, but they have the BART system, which is their mass transit system, and they're only number 5 for stress. So they're less stressed than D.C. And New York, number 4 in lengthy commutes with 57.9 minutes, but they're only the 9th most stressful because of the subway system that they have in New York. So they're saying that if you have more mass transit options, then you are less stressed when it comes to getting to work, even if it takes you an hour to get there.
I don't know. I'm not sure that that's the reason. I mean, yes, they do have public transportation systems, but do they have WMAL in LA?
Well, no.
I mean, come on. I mean, what are you? You're going to spend an hour in your car. How are you going to spend it? Well, are you going to enjoy yourself? Yes, you are.
Well, we play our cards, right? Maybe we could be on in LA, too. They also found that as far as commuting costs, The Washington, D.C. area is 42nd in the world. They talk about this is a worldwide study. Around the globe, New York is the best as far as commuting costs in the nation. 23rd in the world. D.C. 42nd in the world. So I don't know if that's good when you consider some people get to work on bicycles in a lot of countries around the world. A lot of people bike. You see that a lot.
A lot of psychos on bikos out there.
So D.C. being 42nd, Los Angeles 72nd, because they don't have any mass transit, so they all drive. That costs money and gasoline. So it could be worse. Just remember that as you're sitting in traffic and cursing the transportation gods. Well, it could be worse.
There are ways to mitigate the pain in traffic. Here's one. Here's what's coming up on WMAL.
Oh, it's coming up. David Martosko from the Daily Mail. He is actually in Seoul, South Korea. He is going to give us an update on the president's trip.
And Ronna Romney McDaniels, the head of the RNC, she'll join us coming up. She'll tell us about election.